now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. China's Vice Premier He Lifeng has met U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in Guangzhou. They exchange views on strengthening economic and trade ties. Yellen will travel to Beijing on Saturday and have meetings with Premier Li Qiang and Finance Minister Lan Fuan. It's Yellen's second trip to China inside of a year. Zhang Chuning is in Guangzhou with the latest.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has wrapped up her first full-day meeting in China's manufacturing hub, Guangzhou, where she met with Vice Premier He Lifeng and held talks with him. Although not much details has been released by Chinese authorities yet, there are some highly anticipated and hotly discussed issues on the agenda. For example, including some of the disagreements between the two sides, like the broadening of U.S.'s technological restrictions on Chinese companies. And on the U.S.'s side, what Yellen claimed, China's industrial overcapacity will also likely be raised. And apart from these, during the meetings, Yellen is also expected to seek more opportunities for cooperation with China on issues like countering illicit finance, or bolstering financial stability, addressing climate change, and resolving debt distress in some of the developing countries.
Senior commerce officials from China and the United States have held talks on trade policy issues of mutual concern. Chinese Vice Commerce Minister Wang Shouwen visited the U.S. this week. On Thursday, along with U.S. Undersecretary of Commerce Marissa Lago, he co-chaired the first high-level meeting of a commercial issue working group that was formed last year. Wang expressed concerns regarding issues such as tariffs, sanctions against Chinese enterprises, and restrictions on bilateral investment. The number of deaths from Wednesday's devastating earthquake in the Taiwan region has risen to 12, with over 1,100 others injured. Rescuers are still helping hundreds trapped in the rubble and searching for other missing people. There have been more than 400 aftershocks. Russian authorities say evidence shows a potential link between the terrorist attack at Crocus City Halt near Moscow and the special military operation in Ukraine. The Russian Investigative Committee says it's retrieved data related to the preparation of the attack from the attackers' mobile phones. In a statement, the committee says the data may indicate a connection between the terrorist act and the special military operation. A shooting and a fire at the Crocus City Hall concert venue on March 22nd resulted in over 140 deaths and 550 injuries. Russia previously suggested that the terrorist attack was linked to Ukraine, a claim that Ukraine has repeatedly denied. NATO members have agreed to seek more air defense aid for Ukraine, but no pledges have been confirmed so far. The Ukrainian foreign minister joined NATO's 75th anniversary meeting in Brussels, appealing for additional air defense systems, especially Patriot missiles made by the United States. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said allies will find and offer resources for Ukraine as the conflict with Russia is ongoing. However, neither official spelled out any specific pledge or aid target. The Israeli military says it's fired two military officers responsible for approving the airstrikes that killed seven aid workers from the World Central Kitchen. The Israeli military investigation claims the incident was a case of mistaken identification, and operators believe they were targeting armed Hamas operatives. The aid organization World Central Kitchen has demanded an independent probe into the incident, saying the Israeli investigation is not credible. The Maryland Transportation Authority says the state will rebuild and recover from a bridge collapse in the city of Baltimore. A cargo ship lost power and crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge last week. Local officials have praised emergency responders and vowed to clear the debris as soon as possible. Benji Heyer reports.
Just over a week after the collapse, the first board meeting of Maryland's Transportation Authority. It began with a moment's silence for the lives lost and praise for those who quickly stepped in to help. Four of the victims, though, are still missing and are presumed dead. The ship's crew survived. They remain on board, having watched helplessly as they lost power and plowed into the bridge last Tuesday. Efforts, hampered by bad weather, are now underway to free the vessel from the crumpled infrastructure. The federal government immediately released $60 million in emergency funding.
Somalia sent the Ethiopian ambassador in Mogadishu back home and closed two consulates for what it describes as a violation of its sovereignty by Addis Ababa. This further deteriorates an already tense situation between the two countries. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.